This is the SDSU Extension Radio Network. I'm Pam Geppert. Integrating crop and livestock enterprises can be an incredible opportunity for farmers and ranchers. Grazing crop residues like corn stalks after harvest can be a low-cost feed source for cows in mid-gestation, while adding valuable nutrients to the field for enhanced soil health. In fact, studies reveal positive crop yield increases after cattle are grazed, according to SDSU Extension cow-calf field specialist Taylor Grusing.
There's actually some research from the University of Nebraska-Lincoln showing that there's a slight increase in soybean yields on ground that was corn residue and grazed the year before. And so there is an opportunity to increase yields.
The 10-year Nebraska study showed an average 3 bushel per acre advantage to soybeans after cornstalk grazing the previous autumn in a no-till system. Grusing states grazing of crop fields is best done when soils are fairly dry or frozen.
We always want to manage the ground accordingly. So if it does rain or if it gets muddy, we want to remove those animals from the crop ground so that way it does reduce compaction. But overall, the long-term soil properties are not impacted.
Additional benefits from crop and livestock integration include enhanced manure distribution across a field, reduction in heavy crop residue for easier spring planting, and cleanup of dropped grain, resulting in less volunteer plants in the following crop. Integrating crops and livestock by grazing crop residues can be a win-win, cutting feed costs for ranchers and serving as a source of supplemental income for crop farmers without hurting next year's yields. Learn more on the Beef page at extension.sdstate.edu.